So you can think that survival means 2 meals a day, or you can think survival means Bentley, so it'll keep you busy a little longer. Still survival process. As long as the survival, there's an instinct of survival, and there is a longing to expand within the human being. So for most human beings, these two things are mixed up. It is their instinct of survival which is finding expression as their longing to expand. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are, anybody. You want to be something more. If that something more happens, you want to be something more. You can go on like this, how much more? Whatever you want, if I make it true for you right now. Next moment, you'll be thinking, what more? Suppose I make you the king of, not England, the planet. Will you be fulfilled? No, you will look at the moon, you look at other planets, you look at the other galaxies. If I give you one galaxy, you'll say, what about the other galaxy? Because there is something within a human being which wants to expand limitlessly. I didn't say it's not good. I'm just saying you have constipated that longing to expand. That's why you suffer. When I say constipated, right now you want to expand limitlessly. Can you expand this body limitlessly? Please don't. So physical expansion is a limited expansion, and your longing is to expand limitlessly because there is something within you which doesn't like boundaries. See, if I imprison you in a 5x5 cubicle, you will feel terribly imprisoned. Then tomorrow I will announce your liberation and release you into 10x10 cubicle. You will feel wonderful for 2 days. Then you will feel horribly imprisoned. Then we will release you into 100x100 cubicle. You will be fine for a week. After that, you will feel miserable. Doesn't matter where I set the boundary. Once you feel the boundary, you want to break it. So there is something intrinsic within you which doesn't like boundaries. This is a consequence of the evolution that you've gone through. Once your cerebral cortex flowered, now you don't like boundaries. But you're trying to expand in an infinite way by counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you ever count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and one day say infinity? You'll only get into endless counting. That's all that's happening. That's why I said your longing to expand is a limitless process. But right now you're constipated. You're going one little step at a time. Constipation means just this. It happens little by little. What is the means to become a boundless expansion? If you look at that, then we say consciousness. This is what raising human consciousness means. Because you realize physical expansion is not a realistic thing. We can make physical arrangements as we want, as we need for our convenience and comfort, but that is not the way to expand. Expansion needs to happen in a way that it's not physical in nature. Then you can also own the universe, I can also own the universe. When you say, where am I going wrong? The wrong is this, the fundamental wrong is this. What is not you? If you think it's you, then you're trapped in that. If you think that I am this chair, because we sat on this chair for a period of time, if you think you are this chair, now this chair will go with you, stuck to your backside, wherever you go. That's a very ugly thing to do, isn't it? It's the same thing right now. Your thought, you think it's you. Your emotion, you think it's you. Your physiological stuff, you think it's you. It's pretty ugly. It's just because everybody's got this chair stuck to the backside, it looks like it's normal. After all, it's convenient. Wherever you go, you don't have to look for a chair. You got a chair fixed. The thing is, your identity, whatever you are identified with, that becomes a part of you. If you sit here just as life, what is your problem? So the only problem is, you're identified with things that you're not. So the whole lot of confusion about everything. So if you're successful, you suffer. If you're failure, you suffer. Look at the thing. Is there one thing that human beings are not suffering? Just tell me. Somebody is poor, they suffer their poverty. Somebody becomes rich, they suffer the taxes. No children, they suffer that. Give them children every day, pain, something or the other. So it looks like whole life is suffering. So somebody makes a philosophy, whole life is suffering. You must go to heaven. If you know that much, why are you not gone? You are not gone because you don't know a damn thing. Whether there is a place better than this somewhere or not, you don't know. You're just claiming these things to somehow fix your psychological sloshing that's happening inside. You're making up things to somehow believe something so that your psychology won't just splash all over the place and go crazy. You're trying to hold yourself in place, telling yourself fairy tales, all right? So what I'm saying is, do you believe that if you want to navigate your life through this time that we have in a sensible manner, the most important thing is to see life as is, as it is. If I don't see in this room things as they are, I will walk into this table, I will bump into somebody, I will do crazy things every day. If I see very clearly, navigating myself through all these cables and tripods is not a big problem. Hello? But if I don't see, if there's no clarity of vision, if I'm not seeing things as they are, then what a mess it is, every little thing. That's all the problem is. Not that what you're doing is wrong, the way you're seeing it is wrong. You think those people who committed suicide, everything was wrong with their life? No, not everything was wrong with their life. A few things, as it goes wrong in your life, my life, everybody's life, some things don't work, all right? In everybody's life, something doesn't work in the outside world. If everything is working for you, obviously you're living a very petty life. In my life, 95% of the things that I want doesn't happen. Only 5% happens. Because I'm trying to fix everything in the world, most of the things don't happen. So if anybody wants to die of frustration, it must be me. But I will not. Because no matter what, I will die blissed out. I live blissed out, I die blissed out. Because what I do, what the situation is around me, and how I am, I've never connected. I'm the way I am, I'll do my best. See, the problem is too much spiritual jargon is going all over the world because every idiot who's read two books can write a next book. There was a time when people read 10 books and then wrote one book, that was called plagiarism. Now they read 2 books and they write the 3rd book. Just about everybody is writing. It's all right, it's freedom of expression, they can write what they want. But these are two things. There is expression and there is perception. Which should you invest in more? If you perceive well, your expression will be valuable. Right now, everybody's on an expression binge without perceiving a damn thing. Why it became like this is the dogmatic religious beliefs, which did not allow people to think for themselves. If you thought anything other than what's written in the book, you're dead. They made this for a few centuries, so suddenly, when they broke away from that and started thinking for themselves, they suddenly thought this is liberation. And they eulogized human thought, and we crafted the whole education system on the planet based on that. Today you're just using one dimension of your intelligence, which is intellect. Thought process is thought to be everything. Where one of them went to the extent of saying, I think so, I exist. I'm asking you, do you exist because you think, or because you exist you think? You may think if you want, or you may not think. It's up to you. So because you exist, your existence is important. Your existence, is it because you're seeing me that you exist? Even if you close your eyes, you still exist, isn't it? If you don't hear anything, you still exist. So your existence is fundamental. These are all activities of seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, emoting. These are all activities of your existence, the life that you are. But we got it all upside down. And how do you expect it to work? Because another aspect is, if I ask you a simple question, would you want your intellect to be sharp or blunt? Sharp. If I give you a sharp instrument, let's say we give you a very sharp knife, now you must be very conscious how you move your hand. If you're little la-la-la-la kind, la-la-la-la-la, if you do, intestines will come out. We don't give a knife to a child's hand only because of this, because his hand is not steady. Not because knife is dangerous. Never in the history has it ever happened a knife jumped up and stabbed somebody. It never happened, believe me. I've been following the news. It is only the hand that wails it. It can cut a vegetable and make your meal, or it can do surgery and save somebody's life, or stab somebody and take their life. All these things the hand can do, not the knife. So right now, your intellect is a sharp instrument. Once you have a sharp instrument, you must know how to hold it. This is simply not there. Everybody's cutting themselves up and they think something is wrong with life. You can call this stress, anxiety, misery, whatever you want. Essentially, you have a sharp instrument and you're unconscious, so you're cutting yourself up. See, whatever you call it by whatever name you want. Stress, anxiety, tension, depression, bipolar, this one, that one, many things. I was talking to some of the top psychiatrists in UK and they told me there are 72 varieties of psychological ailments. I thought there may be half a dozen, but they said there are 72 varieties of psychological ailments. I was really surprised. 72, that's like a golf game. Then I asked, what are these? They told me quite a few things. One of the things they told was compulsive nose picking. Even if they're bleeding in the nose, they can't stop it. That explains everything in a way. Compulsive nose picking. Leave the nose picking. It's compulsiveness. You're compulsive in your thought, compulsive in your emotion, compulsive in your actions. That's all the problem is. How do you fix compulsiveness? If this room is dark, how do you fix it? Let's do one thing. Both of us fight with this darkness and push it out of the window. There's no such thing. If you turn on the light, it's gone. So there is no substitute for consciousness. If you become conscious, compulsive behavior is gone. Suppose in thought, emotion, action and energy, you are not compulsive, that you can create whatever thought you want, whatever emotion you want. Would you keep yourself blissed out or miserable? What's your choice? For yourself, every human being, for themselves, they want the highest level of pleasantness. So the intent is already there. I don't have to inspire them, be blissed out. There's no such philosophy. Every human being wants the highest level of pleasantness for themselves. Those who think it's hopeless here, they're the ones who created heaven. They said there is a place which is always pleasant. But they don't have any proof that we are not already in heaven and making a mess out of that. Hello, do you? This is planet Earth and it's a fantastic place and it's the most fantastic place we have seen in the known universe. Everybody who thinks there is one, they must go today. If they have better accommodation somewhere than London, shouldn't they not go? Did people not rush to America at one time? Why are they not going? No, they want you to go. This is not good. See, whatever kind of mental ailment you talk about, essentially, when your intelligence turns against you, there is no power in the universe which can help you. But why is my intelligence turning against me? Somewhere we have not learned how to handle it, isn't it? Your education systems, your society, nowhere is there anything to teach a child how to handle their own intelligence, their own emotions, their own thoughts. There is no such thing. All fixing, mechanic shop, repair jobs everywhere. Leave the repair jobs. The simple thing is this. The reason why people are struggling with this is they have, pardon my words, but otherwise people won't get it. They have a mental diarrhea. This doesn't create anything except distress. Anything that runs loose without your control is called diarrhea. Why has it happened? Even today, even if somebody gets physical diarrhea, immediately somebody will pop a pill. But traditionally, what did we do? Somebody has diarrhea, first thing is, we understood we have eaten something wrong. First thing we did was, just don't eat, just drink water and wait. And next, identify what did I eat yesterday or today morning, what happened to me? What is it that I consumed which caused this? And avoid that. But no, we will plug it in. No, if you plug it in, it'll all rise within yourself. This is all that's happening. Right now, our way of doing life is very forceful. There is no overthinking. I'm saying people are not thinking enough. This is a serious problem. But they think they're overthinking. They are not overthinking. It's a diarrhea. It's happening. Why is it happening? Something wrong food has gone in. What is a wrong food? This is all it is. The moment you identify yourself with something that you're not, your mind, you cannot stop. Do what you want. Do whatever you want. It will not stop. See, what is it that human beings are suffering? What happened 10 years ago? They're still suffering. What may happen day after tomorrow? They're already suffering. What happened 10 years ago? Is it here now? Does it exist? No. What may happen day after tomorrow? Does it exist here? No. So if you're suffering something that does not exist, what does it mean? It is insanity. That's why I'm saying once you start doing this, how far you go, when will you graduate, when will you end up in a doctor's place, when will you end up in an asylum, is a question of time. But now, the world bodies are predicting it's going to happen large scale very soon. So, let us say, such a terrible thing we had to face, that we may lose our child. Tell me, can you do the best for the child if you are in your sanity, or is it good to go into insanity? Sanity will make a difference. Maybe we can save the child, maybe we cannot. Because all aspects of life we don't determine. Our experience we can determine. My family is so large, almost every other day I am burying somebody who is very dear to me. I don't let anything drive me into insanity. This is a brief amount of time that you have as life. Here we create many things. You're creating businesses. I have large movements where millions of people are involved. There are relationships. You cannot take these things lightly because other lives are involved. But you cannot prevent anybody from dying. You can attend to them. If something is going to happen to them, you can make attempts to save them. But you cannot prevent anybody from absolutely dying, including yourself. It's a fact. So the only two things that we have is a certain amount of time and a certain amount of energy. This is all that you call as life. What do you want to make out of it? You want to make a mess out of it? See, the thing is, first of all, they're living an emotionally constipated life. They only loved their child. I saw everybody as mine. Everything that happened hurts. But that's part of it. If you walk in a forest, there are thorns in your feet, but this doesn't mean you don't enjoy the forest, all right? I have done this to myself, that nothing happens within me the way I don't want it. If that was your situation, nothing happens within you unconsciously. Everything that happens, happens the way you want, within yourself. What is the experience that you want to have right now is always determined by you. What would be your choice? Grief and misery, is it? See, you are the only creature who can decide your way of being, no matter what is the surrounding. Every other creature is an instinctive reaction to what's happening around them, because they are only fired by their survival instinct. They don't have any other aspiration. Once their stomach is full, their life is settled. For a human being, stomach empty is only one problem. Stomach full, 100 problems, because life doesn't settle with survival. You want to be something else all the time. The problem is, you're a being. You're supposed to know how to be. How far away have human beings gone from the definition or that aspiration? If I want to, I do. If I want, I can be loving. If I want, I can be joyful. Like, if I want, I can be sad. Yes, when somebody dear to you is no more, you allow yourself that. But do you stop doing anything? No. See, if you get absolutely committed to your purpose, you will be called a fanatic. If you are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve that, you will be called a terrorist. So there is no purpose to life if you are not a vested interest. And you can be not a vested interest only when you are joyful by your own nature, that how you are is determined by you. So this is the fundamental you have to set, that your experience of life is determined by you. When I say experience of life, people are always thinking experiences happen because of external stimuli. No. If you dream of a tiger, you can experience fear, isn't it? You can dream of somebody beautiful and experience love. Yes or no? So I'm saying all experiences cause from within you. Human experience happens from within you, never from outside of you. There may be a stimuli. I'm asking you. Your peace, your joy, your love, your blissfulness. Would you want to keep it on self-start or push-start? You want push-start. Don't be on push-start. Inner experiences are always on self-start. Outside world will never happen 100% our way. Little bit your way, little bit my way, little bit somebody else's way. That's how it should be. Because if everything happened your way, where the hell do I go? It doesn't happen your way or my way. It's fine. It is only fine if you're joyful by your own nature. But if your happiness depends on what happens on the outside, then you being happy is a remote possibility. Do you think your life is worthwhile? Your life is worth investing about 32 hours of focused time upon it. If you think so, you should do that. This is what the process that I've called it as inner engineering. 32 hours of focused time. Book is just a large brochure, because there is a practice involved. When I say a practice, a simple practice, which only 21 minutes of practice. To teach this 21-minute practice, we take 32 hours of orientation, because without that, it won't happen. You need to understand how the mechanism of your own thoughts, why are they hitting, see, if your hand is punching you in the face, why is it doing that? You need to understand. Otherwise, just holding it down is not the answer. This is the most sophisticated machine on the planet. Have you read the user's manual? For yourself as a life. So when do you want to do it? Towards the end of the life is when people think they should do it. It's like you got yourself your iPad. Should you read the user's manual in the first 3 days or after 3 years when you're getting rid of the machine? The thing is, it's inbuilt. You have to just pay attention. All your sense organs are outward bound because they are survival instruments. Your sense organs, your ability to see, hear, smell, taste and touch are essentially your survival instruments. Life cannot be enhanced by them. You can only survive better. If you see better than me, you can survive better than me. If you hear better than me, you can survive better than me. But this life will not feel enhanced by perceiving more through the five sense organs. and they're all outward bound. You can see me. Can you roll your eyeballs inward and scan yourself? No. You can hear that? So much happening in the body, can you hear that? No. So all your sense organs are only to perceive what's happening around you, not to perceive what's within you. So to perceive within you, you need to turn inward. That needs a little, because it's not survival. Something has to be done. You know how to write English language? To learn that damn 26 alphabets, it took some effort, isn't it? And it took some guidance, because anything that's beyond survival needs striving. That striving is missing in the society. Anything that's not survival will not come naturally. You have to strive.